gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah! Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Molly and Ailey, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Let's get out to the Score Hotline. The Score Hotline brought to you by Cube Sports Bar inside Rivers Casino. Join the fun at Cube for college basketball action. Let's go out to Las Vegas to check in with Todd Furman. He is the top bookmaker at Caesars Palace, one of Barry Rossner's buddies, and a Chicagoan, and we welcome him into the show. Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you? Getting geared up for the Final Four this weekend, I'm assuming.
Yes, we are, certainly, and no one would know more about it than you are. It's interesting that both of these lines came out, and I'll start with Ohio State and Kansas, came out at 3 in favor of Ohio State, and really has not moved very much. That half-a-point movement is a bit of a surprise to me.
We've taken a little bit of Kansas money in the early going so far. Some speculation about how Ohio State will match up. I know these two teams met earlier in the year, but one thing to keep in mind is that Jared Sullinger wasn't in that game. So for those folks looking to try and handicap off the prior meeting, factor that into the equation. The biggest thing in this contest will be if Sullinger can stay on the floor. If he does, changes the dynamic completely for what the Buckeyes will look to do. If not, expect Thomas Robinson to have a field day controlling that paint.
Todd, I know the first couple of days of the tournament are big business out in Las Vegas and high energy. A lot of guys go out there and with their buddies and spend the first weekend out there. But as people drop out, well, maybe they drop all their money the first couple of days, but as they drop out of office pools and whatever and your school start all of a sudden eliminated, is there as much buzz Final Four weekend out in Las Vegas for the Final Four?
It's definitely anticlimactic as the tournament goes on. That opening weekend is second to none for overall entertainment, buzz, and energy that we'll see in our sports book. It essentially becomes a Super Bowl 4 straight days out there, and the betting handle this year was tremendous. Unfortunately, the Sweet 16, Elite 8, and then this upcoming weekend won't carry nearly the same fanfare. We will have a filled room for the two games on Saturday, but the amount of money wagered obviously won't come close to what we saw those first 4 days.
It always hurts when you tweet those pictures of the sports book at Caesars, and you can follow Todd at Todd Furman, correct, Todd?
Correct. I have all the information out there. Always some good content as well on our blog as we try and update, sports around the world, not only the upcoming Final Four weekend, but to also talk some English Premier League soccer, get you prepared for baseball season. And I know a lot of Chicagoans will have a vested interest when you talk Cubs stocks win totals that'll go off the board next Wednesday.
We'll get to those shortly.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're not really optimistic that we're going to break 70 on either side of town for wins.
Always hurts, though, when Todd tweets a picture of the book in Vegas.
Yeah. Brings
a tear to your eye. All right, the other game, that opened Kentucky minus 9. Looks like that's holding fairly steady, huh? Kentucky minus 9 over Louisville?
That number is one that it looks like the public and the professionals are going to be split on. The professionals keep coming in and betting Kentucky every time that number does flicker to 8.5. A lot of the guys that I've spoken to believe this number is actually low for the true power numbers and how the Wildcats will match up, whereas the public wants to latch on to the Louisville underdog role, Pitino having the hot hand and kind of having a chance to be Calipari in an underdog role. Important to keep in mind, these two coaches, 8-8, straight up, as we talk about head-to-head meetings, but John Calipari has had the edge against the spread, going 12-4 against Rick Pitino.
The totals for both games, but just about the same, 136.5 Ohio State Kansas, 137 for Kentucky Louisville. Todd, when teams get into the domes as the tournament goes on, is their shooting eye off because you have depth perception problems because they're playing in a bigger arena and an arena usually that's not very familiar to them?
If we talk to Tyshawn Taylor, it's not going to affect his shooting this weekend. Although watching him shoot from the outside, maybe he should try and harness that and keep pounding the ball to the big guys in the middle. We actually won't do a whole lot with adjusting numbers based on venues. If we do that, we put ourselves in a little bit of a difficult position and potentially create value for the professionals out there looking to take advantage. So we'll hang what we feel is a true number. Although in the instance of Louisville, Kentucky opened at 138.5, the number has been bet down to 137, and I think that's a lot of speculation. But the only way Louisville can stay in the game is if it becomes a contest where the first team to 65 wins.
Todd, you mentioned Cubs and Sox wins totals, and I know they're They're pretty low for both of them this year. Unlike the World Series odds for a team like the Cubs, which are always lower than they should be because they're such a public team and everybody comes through town, wants to put their $10 on the Cubs at 50-1 to win the World Series. So there's always a lot of money on them. But the wins totals are usually fairly accurate, right, in terms of depicting where you guys think they're going to be this year?
Definitely. Win totals will be a true assessment of how we value each team. The Cubs' win total is set at 73.5, and we've taken good balanced two-way action on the number at that price. The White Sox a little bit higher at 75.5. The biggest thing about both these teams is they play in divisions where no one really knows, outside of the Tigers and Reds, what to expect. I think the White Sox will have much more upside when you talk about the likes of the Indians, Royals, and Twins, all who seem to be in rebuilding mode along with the Sox.
That's interesting because Sports Illustrated came out and got the ire of Kenny Williams up when they predicted 67 wins and Cubs only 66 wins. So you have them above north of 70, so that, I guess that's encouraging in some respects.
We think both these teams will do a little bit better than what Sports Illustrated said. I know some of those numbers that they had in there, I was surprised going through a lot of the projections. At the same time, you know, those are come from baseball beat writers, so what we need to do is try and balance our books effectively. On the high end, you're talking about the likes of the Phillies and Yankees at 92, the Yankees out to 93.5. Other than that, you'll have a lot of teams bunched up in that middle. The highest team in the Central will be the Tigers at 91.5, and then on the NL side, the Reds check in at 86.5.
I don't know if you have NFL conference odds or Super Bowl odds anywhere near you, but I wondered if the Bears made any kind of a significant move after the Brandon Marshall deal.
Well, we've definitely taken our fair share of Bears money. We opened them at 20-1. They've actually been bet down to 12-1 right now, and that's a lot because of the strong Chicago base that we have coming out throughout Caesars Entertainment this time of year. I'm not sure if 12-1 are really true odds on what we'll expect out of the Bears, and really believe those numbers will climb. But when you talk about initial buzz and player movement early in the year, we have to over-adjust to anticipate where folks will come in and bet. The biggest move, obviously, in our futures board, the Denver Broncos,
sure,
who opened at 60-1. They're now down to 9-1.
How have the Bulls played out here with the different injuries? They have the best overall record. Still a healthy skepticism among a lot of people that they can get through the heat and get to the NBA Finals.
The skepticism wouldn't be any different than it is for us out here in Las Vegas. We have the Bulls listed at 3-2 to win the Eastern Conference. They check in at 7-2 to win the NBA championship. The NBA is one market where you're not going to see a ton of movement in futures. We kind of know who the big players are going to be now. The only teams that are lurking are probably in the Western Conference when you talk about the likes of the Memphis Grizzlies, who may be getting healthy at the right time. I still believe, though, it's the Thunder out west and the winner of Bulls Heat in the East.
Todd, I know you're a big hockey guy, having played and having loved the sport for a long time. It has been a strange year in the Western Conference. In the East, it's been pretty much the Rangers in Boston from start to finish. But in the West, it's been absolutely goofy. St. Louis came out of nowhere, went on that unbelievable run. They're the top team in the West right now. You have mostly everything settled through the sixth spot, but then you've got, it looks like I'm counting, five teams within a couple of points going for that seventh and eighth spot. How do you make sense of the West? And could this be one of those years, like I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, when all four of the bottom seeds in the West won their series? Could it be one of those kind of years?
Yeah, it's awfully interesting when you look at the Western Conference playoff picture, because the winner of the Pacific Division will end up slotting themselves in the three hole.
Right.
So if the Blackhawks are able to finish sixth, you're talking about a potential matchup with the Dallas Stars or the LA Kings. I think those are the two teams that can get through. I know a lot of folks believe the Sharks are the most talented team. I'm just not sure how that home-and-home series will go. And you talk about the back end. The biggest question mark I have right now is the health of Jimmy Howard and what the Red Wings are going to do. Because with Ty Conklin between the pipes, this team isn't capable of winning one series, let alone making a deep run. And I'm still not ready to sign off on the Blues as being the favorite in the Western Conference. I'm not sure the tandem in net of Brian Elliott and Yaroslav Halak are going to be good enough to get them over the hump. But I will say on the Eastern Conference side of things, the team to keep their eye on is the Buffalo Sabres. The team is playing the best hockey of anybody.
On fire.
Entering the postseason right now. They're finally the team, Barry, that we expected to see early in the year, and I really believe there'll be some value when they fall into that 7-8 hole. Scary for someone who's a Ranger fan like me.
He's Todd Furman, head of Caesars Sportsbook out in Las Vegas. And, Todd, we'll let you go. One more question about the Final Four. assuming a Kentucky win over a Louisville, the winner of Ohio State, Kansas, you give them a puncher's chance to beat Kentucky in the championship game?
I think Ohio State would match up extremely well with Kentucky in this game. I know the two teams played a year ago in the Sweet 16, and Kentucky's athleticism proved to be too much. From a point spread standpoint, you're talking about Kentucky opening between 4.5 and 5.5 against Ohio State in a potential national championship, and Kentucky probably in that -7 range against Kansas. Obviously, a lot will depend on how these two teams look. So if Kentucky were to go out and beat Louisville by 30, we'd have to inflate that number a bit to try and entice 2A action.
All right, Todd, good information. We appreciate it as always. Thanks for getting up early.
Oh, no problem, guys. Always a pleasure to go on in the hometown. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.